RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So, you know, it's about time we had a little conversation, ladies, about addictive weird things we do in our life. So I'm going to just start it out there with something wild and crazy I read about, and we're going to be introducing all of you to someone I just think is one of the best experts in this whole field. So it's called drunk online shopping. You had a couple too many, and next thing you know, you have a new patio set. What happened there? But it goes way, way deeper than that. So we have with us Jane Mintz. Now, Jane, I'm going to be transparent, is a dear friend and a working colleague. She is absolutely superb. Have you ever seen that show on TV, Intervention? Yeah, you can imagine. She's an interventionist. She's absolutely superb, knows the field, has been out there for, I'm not going to say how many years, a whole lot. And Jane is a chief clinical strategist and crisis intervention specialist at Real Life Intervention Solutions. Ah, heck, she's just superb. Jane, welcome to Her Radio.
Thanks a lot, Pam. What a pleasure it is to be on your show.
All right. Well, so what in the heck is this drunk online shopping? Now, I was sort of, you know, tongue-in-cheek on that one when you had a couple too many, and next thing you know, you woke up and you ordered an entire patio set that you have no memory of. All right, fine. You know, chuckle, chuckle, weird things happen, or you order, you know, 65 bras you never needed. But does this go deeper? What could this be a sign of something else?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that what you've, you know, really done well is you've identified that this is a spectrum. And we can all have a couple of giggles over, you know, dumb things we've done after a couple of glasses of wine. If that were it, that would be fine. But it's really typically not that, you know, when we get into certainly the crisis end of this. And what we see are, you know, people, I really think that addiction is a soul sickness. And it's the disease of more. And it shows up in eating, in sex, in online shopping, with substances, behavior, people. And so when you add substances to behaviors, you know, substances increase vulnerability and impulsiveness and, reduce judgment. So it's no wonder with all of the, you know, the Groupons and the Amazon and this, that people in lonely times, after a couple of drinks or some pills or a sleeping pill or whatnot, will get online and really do some real damage. There's some real hallmark features of what the delineation mark is between somebody that just has a couple of drinks and buys some dumb stuff versus people that are really in trouble. And
well, what are those hallmark markers? So, you know, name a couple of them.
Okay. For example, people have a tremendous amount of anxiety when access to a computer is denied. The persistence in the need to spend excessive amounts of time on a computer and the persistent need to spend money coupled with that is troublesome. Neglecting other duties and relationships is, again, a hallmark feature of people pulling into sort of an addictive piece of this. But this is one that I think is really quite interesting. And so true, the feeling of emptiness when someone is not shopping. And I think that really addresses the black hole in the soul that we try to fill up with stuff. And the work is about trying to fill up that hole in healthy ways. And then
you bring up something interesting, though, if I can interrupt. You know,
sure.
A lot of people say, oh, I'm going to do retail therapy. In a way, you're absolutely right. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
You know, this ends up being somebody's therapy because that's the way that they're treating life. Don't we find ways, I mean, a lot of addiction to numb pain, whether it's past pain that we've never dealt with or current
right.
pain or both? Isn't that what's happening?
To not only numb it, but to distract ourselves from it. So, you know, going out and shopping with the girls is, you know, can be a healthy activity. If you go into TJ Maxx and see a lot of the lonely people wandering around just blowing, tremendous amounts of time and money on nothing. That's something very different. Now we're talking about the soul sickness of the disorders.
So let's go to the intervention place, since you are one of the nation's leading experts on intervention. What if you have a family member, you know, who's got this issue?
Right.
And, you know for a fact that they're just running themselves into debt, but they just keep doing it. What would you recommend?
Well, intervention is really a group family process that's designed to change people's outcomes. So having a structured conversation with somebody that's solution-oriented is a winning strategy. So what we would want to do is identify what are some of the behaviors that need to be course-corrected, and then through a good, solid clinical assessment, lots of family strategic planning sessions, lots of collateral information, we'd figure out the least invasive, least traumatic approach to helping that person make a shift. And that's done through the family and through the power of love and honest, open talk.
Wow. Tell me something. I know that a lot of people out there are saying, what is an interventionist? You see them on TV, with all the fancy stuff and the families around and whatever. Tell us a little bit about your background so that people understand what an interventionist is.
Right. Well, I'm a clinician, a licensed clinician that has specialized in crisis work from the moment I opened my private practice in 2005. And I think what an interventionist is kind of a clinical quarterback that can look at all aspects of a case, all the family members involved, understand deeply the co-occurring comorbid conditions that we're dealing with, and that has very, very close working ties with lots of addiction specialists around the country. And what we do is we look at what we can do to shift this, and it is really a clinical procedure. And one of my little soapbox issues that I deal with in the intervention industry is there's a lot of really well-intentioned people that are out there doing more souped-up 12-step calls rather than real clinical intervention work. And when you've got somebody in a life-threatening situation that could hurt themselves or other people, you really want to make sure to get somebody involved that understands foundationally the clinical ramifications of making life and death choices and helping families make those choices. So
wow. And so you have national networks. In other words,
actually, I work internationally.
Internationally. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So, yep. When people say, oh, my gosh, someone needs an in-residence kind of treatment. They need to be taken out of the home and really dealt with in a big way. Because, what if it is a big-time substance abuse and a lot of co-occurring mental health issues and back and forth? But you have a Rolodex that's very, very powerful to be able to network. So I want to make sure everyone knows that we're talking to Jane Mintz. She is a nationally recognized interventionalist as it relates to addiction and addictive behavior. Her websites are Jane Mintz, and that's JaneMintz.com, and also RealLifeInterventions.com. RealLifeInterventions.com. Because you know something? I know for a fact out there in her radio land that this has touched the lives of a boatload of people. It's not just that online shopping thing. It's the whole addiction gig. And you know what I'm talking about, girlfriends. And so here we have an interventionalist. Why don't you race on over to her website, reallifeinterventions.com or JaneMintz, MintZ.com, to be able to get the help that you need, and certainly she'll help you navigate. Thank you, Jane. I'm Dr. Pam Peek on Her Radio. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a question, for crying out loud, send it on over to askher@radiomd.com, because we're all waiting on you. Okay? Now, please stay well.